Reverend Diaz's place of worship, the Christian Community Neighborhood Church in the South Bronx, is a small building. But at last Sunday's celebration, the sounds of a vibrant service spilled from its doors. After the service, a buffet dinner awaited the congregants, and they sat at pink and blue crepe tables with matching balloons. As they celebrated Mother's Day, they were also organizing the rally to protest legal gay marriage in New York. 18-year-old Pebbles Burgos is blunt about why she'll join the demonstration.
God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, and so it's very appalling to God. And it doesn't go with God's principles, and, you know, I'm against it. I don't have a problem with having friends who are gay, but I tell them I don't approve of it.
Another parishioner, Candido Martinez, says he's opposed to gay marriage because he's concerned about future generations.
It may not affect my life, but it may affect my children's life. Because they may think that it's normal. Because the gay people, they try to make things that everything is normal. No? And everybody knows that it's not normal. For us, especially because I am Christian, I believe in a man and a woman, and that's why the vibe is.
Whether it's Catholicism or Pentecostalism, the Christian church has an overarching grip on various Latino communities. And it's that belief system that has made Latinos more vocal about their opposition to gay marriage, says the Reverend Luis Barrios, chair of the Department of Latin American and Latina Studies at John Jay College of Criminal Justice.
I can tell you, as a Latino person, as a priest, that I find that Latino communities leader, religious leader, and most of our people reflect and vocalize more action against the gay lesbian community.
That may explain the Latino-led rally taking place Sunday. Two polls out this month show that half of Latinos surveyed do oppose gay marriage. But those polls from Quinnipiac and the New York Latino Research and Resources Network say opposition to gay marriage among Latinos is dropping. Hanoi Martinez, a sales clerk at an electronics store in the Bronx, says he's not opposed to gay marriage personally, but he understands why other Latinos are.
It's a culture thing. You know, back when I was a kid, I was always encouraged to play with boy toys. I believe the Latinos believe in a more macho man aspect. I think it's unnecessary, and I think that everybody should have their own opinion and their own right to do whatever they want.
But that freedom does not apply to the institution of marriage, says Elizabeth Ferrero, who works in a Bronx nursing home.
I believe if they want to live together and have a relationship, fine. But when it comes to marriage, I believe a man and a woman should be married. Have I brought up differently? Maybe I would have felt differently.
The issue of homosexuality is complex, even for those who are Latino and gay, like Daniel Castellanos. He runs the Queens Pride House, an advocacy group in Jackson Heights, that provides resources to gays and lesbians, many of them Latinos.
As a group, we are very ambivalent about gay marriage, about having gay friends and at the same time having these beliefs. But when you look at issues of country of origin, when you look at issues of class and education, you are going to see strong differences among Latinos.
For example, Castellano says the experience of a gay upper-class Argentine will be drastically different from a gay person from rural Mexico. And the differences are generational, too. State Senator Ruben Diaz Sr. is vehemently against homosexuality. His more liberal son, Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz Jr., believes in gay civil unions. He says he understands why the issue is so emotional and divisive.
From my experience, it's been about religious beliefs and religious backgrounds, and in some cases or many cases, and there's been a lot of ignorance and the inability to communicate well, the inability for people to come together.
But Diaz Jr. voted against a gay marriage bill 2 years ago when he was an assemblyman. This week, the majority of the Assembly Latino members supported the bill. Right before he cast his vote, Assemblyman Jose Rivera spoke passionately in favor of gay marriage, saying it's time for people to put their biases behind them.
This is just an unfinished business in this great nation as we continue a struggle to be inclusive. The hypocrisy of some people. You remember that? Inclusive. Let include everybody in being happy.
With his vote, Rivera is one to help turn the tide among Latino politicians in the passage of the marriage equality bill. But his Latino colleague in the Senate, Ruben Diaz Sr., is one of the measure's most vocal opponents in the entire legislature, And he's one of the reasons Senate Majority Leader Malcolm Smith has yet to bring the bill to the floor. For WNYC, I'm Elaine Rivera.